Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday Tonic. Let us pray. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to come hear your word. Thank you for your presence, sweet Jesus. Thank you because you are present here to save, to heal, and to deliver. I present myself as a vessel you will use tonight to reach out to your people, to speak a word in season, to heal your people. I ask that everything that I will say, it will not be me, but it will be you speaking through me. I decree that you would increase, that every one of us will be blessed. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen. Welcome once again to Tuesday Tonic. So for the past 4 episodes, we'll be talking about the miracles of Jesus, and I'd like us to continue with that. We, on episode 3, we talked about the woman with the issue of blood. So when we're reading the book of Matthew chapter 9, we started with the story of Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, but we went on to focus on the woman with the issue of blood. But today I want to focus on Jairus. So Matthew chapter 9, 18 to 19, 23 to 25 talks about Jairus and his daughter. But today I want to read from the book of Mark. So Mark has the same story, but he has more details. Luke also, in Luke chapter 8, 41 to 42, 49 to 56. So you can read that on your own. Share the same story on this guy we are going to be reading about. So, but I want to focus on Mark chapter 5, verse 21 to 23. Mark chapter 5, 21 to 23. So I'll be reading the KJV, and verse 21 says, "And when Jesus was passed over again by sheep unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet." He fell at Jesus' feet when he saw Jesus. "And besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, and that she may be healed, and she shall live." Verse 24 says, "And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him." So verses, and come to 35. So verse 35 says, "While he yet spake," so Jesus was talking to the woman with the issue of blood. You know, he was having a conversation with her. You know, Bible says, "While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?" As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." Be not afraid, only believe. I'm going to read Luke chapter 8, verse 42. Then we'll come back to this scripture. I want to share something with us. I want us to see an information that Luke gave that Mark did not give. Okay, so verse 42 of Luke chapter 8 says, For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him." So they were giving us details about this girl that Jairus came to Jesus for. Bible says that she was 12 years old and she was an only daughter. So I need us to understand the way this man came to Jesus, the reason why this man came to Jesus. Let's continue our reading. Verse 37, "And he suffered no man to follow him save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. Okay, they were crying because of she was an only daughter. And when he came, and when he was coming, he said unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. Why all this fuss? Why all this noise? Why this weeping? That's what he was trying to say. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of age of 12, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightway that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Praise God. So now let's talk about Jairus. So Jairus, the Bible says, was a ruler of the synagogue. Okay. So Jairus was like a leader in the church. Okay. Was a leader in the church, was a ruler of the synagogue. And he came to Jesus' feet. He came to Jesus. He fell at Jesus' feet and worshiped Jesus. He besought Jesus. He looked for Jesus. He was desperate. Okay. He was desperate for his daughter. And this daughter was 12 years. He was like the apple of his eyes, the only daughter. And we know that daughters and fathers have this bond, especially when this one is an only daughter. So I need us to understand the desperation Jairus came to Jesus with. He was desperate. His daughter, before he left the house, the daughter was lying down sick. Possibly she was sick. Okay. Maybe the sickness had been for a while, but it got worse. So he had to run out of the house to look for solution. And he came to Jesus. Jairus was the ruler of the synagogue. So this Jairus must have heard about Jesus. He must have seen that Jesus have laid hands on people and they got healed. So that's why I said, come to my house, lay your hand on my daughter, and she shall live. He was so confident that if Jesus would just lay his hand on the daughter, she will live. And Jesus agreed to go with him to the house. On his way, he met a woman with the issue of blood, and a conversation ensued between him and the woman because she had gotten her healing. Now, in the course of this discussion between the woman and Jesus, Jairus just stood. He was desperate, but he did not drag Jesus and try to use his position as a ruler to say, oh, Jesus, please leave this woman alone. Oh, she's already gotten her healing. Leave her alone and attend to me. No, he was patient. He knew that Jesus, she is this Jesus. So long as he has agreed to come to my house, I have met him. Solution is guaranteed. So he waited patiently while Jesus was attending to this woman. And Jesus spoke to the woman and everything, you know. And while that went on, the girl, the daughter died. And the certain people came from the house to say, sir, don't bother again. This girl is dead already. He's dead and gone. Jairus did not shout and say, oh, Jesus, if you had known, you would have just followed me immediately. You would have left this woman. She has gotten her healing. My daughter is... He did not attack Jesus. He did not start making... He did not start accusing Jesus. No. When they brought the news to him, he did not see anything. Jesus heard them. And Jesus knew that this news was a negative news. It was going to affect this guy. Jesus knew that if I don't do something, if I don't address this guy first, if I don't address the state of his heart first, the devil will have a hold over him. And Jesus said, be not afraid, only believe. Be not afraid, only believe. I'm here to tell you, as you listen on this podcast this evening, be not afraid, only believe. I don't know what the situation is. The situation might be like this Jairus' situation, that the daughter is lying down sick. It's possible that your parents, a parent of yours, maybe a father, mother, sibling, relative, or your child is lying down sick to the point of death. And you've tried all you can. You've gone, you've done all the, run all the tests, given all the medication, gone from one hospital to the other. And you said to say, oh, let me try Jesus. Let me put my faith in Jesus. Let me try Jesus. I've heard about Jesus. I've read about him. I've heard people's testimonies. Let me try Jesus. And that time you decided to give it all to Jesus, to trust him completely, to put your faith on him. You started seeing things. You started hearing news. You started seeing things on the child, seeing symptoms. The symptoms started showing worse situation. You started showing, you know, signs of death, signs of impossibility. And your faith started ticking. It started fluctuating. Today I'm saying to you, be not afraid. Only believe. That situation was over. They came to Jairus to say, sir, it is over. Case closed. It's impossible for anything to be done. Do you have that kind of situation? Have they said that you cannot give birth? Your womb is destroyed, nothing can happen. Have you been told that you cannot carry your own child, that your womb is too weak to carry your own child? What have you been told? What diagnosis have you been given that is a no remedy diagnosis, no solution? I'm here to say to you, be not afraid. Only believe. Only believe. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. The same way Jesus was with Jairus, Jesus is here. Right on this podcast, Jesus is here to heal you. And Jesus said, let's go on. And Jesus did not allow the crowd follow him. They all heard what was said about the girl. Jesus did not even take his disciples with him. He just went with Peter, James, and John. Those were his inner circle. Who are your inner circle? When you have a problem, who do you tell? Who are those you are quick to call on the phone and say, ah, look at what is going on with me. Oh. Look at what the doctor said. Oh. Look at what my family. Oh. Look at what is happening in my marriage. Look at what is going on with my child or children. Who are you quick to call? Who are you quick to share your problem with? Who are those in your inner circle? Bible says Jesus went to just these three guys and he went to the house. When he got there, they were wailing, they were crying, they were shouting. Remember, Jairus was the ruler of the synagogue, so people must have loved him. And so they were there sympathizing with him, crying. The wife must have been crying, and those that came to sympathize with them, to comfort them, were crying and shouting. And Jesus said, she's not dead. She's sleeping. So why are you making so much noise? Why the trouble? Why are they running around? She's just sleeping. And they laughed him to scorn. I'm saying to you, why are they running around? If only you would be quiet. If only you would stay with the word. If only you would stay with the word. What has the word said to you? What have you heard concerning your situation in the word? Have you gone to the Bible? Have you gone to God's word to hear what you need to hear? Or are you depending on what the doctor have said? Or are you going to Google? Ah, they say Google is your friend. My brother, my sister, Google is not your friend when it comes to your health. I've been there. I've had a situation where I was sick and it was as if I was losing life. And the devil was whispering a diagnosis to me. And the first thing I naturally want to do is to go to Google and, you know, check, oh, the symptoms of this thing I'm feeling. But I refuse to go to Google because I know Google will expand your problem. Google will show you all the symptoms. And once you see it, it will affect your faith. So I'm saying to you today, what are you hearing? What are you listening to? Are you listening to the news? Are you making research on that sickness, the symptoms you're feeling in your body? Are you staying on what the doctor have said? Whose report do you choose to believe tonight? And Jesus was saying, why are you going all about? Why are you running helter-skelter? Why are you going from pillar to post? Looking from, going from one doctor to another, one prayer house to the other, searching for solution. Stay with the word. What have I said to you? That's what matters. And they laughed him to scorn. I see this one. Vicky, we don't die. They are saying she's sleeping. Okay. We see. Okay. They just mocked him. They might be mocking you. They may be saying, oh, see her, she's going to church. And she believes her child is dying. She's praying for others. Her child is dying. Or she's the one even going through the situation. Look at her. She's even, her health is deteriorating. Stay with the word. Stay with the word. Do not be afraid. Only believe. And Jesus said, put them aside. These people don't matter. They are naysayers. They don't matter in the grand scheme of things. In your life, they don't matter. They are just here to talk and talk and talk. Put them aside. And Jesus went in with us, with just the three disciples, the father and the mother, because he needed their faith for this miracle. It's not like Jesus could not do that publicly, but he wanted to teach us, you and I. He wanted to teach us something. That when it comes to our life, to the life of our loved ones, our family members, what outsiders are saying does not matter. What matters is what you are saying. And so Jesus put those people aside and focused on the inner circle. Their faith was what was important to Jesus. That was what was most important. And Jesus said to the daughter of Jairus, damsel, I say unto you, arise. He said it with authority. He did not beg her. He said, arise. I say unto you, Jesus is saying unto you, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked. And he told them to give her food to eat. Which means Jesus healed her and healed her completely. She did not wake up from the dead and continued running a fever. She did not wake up from the dead and was still in that sick state. No. Jesus healed her and healed her completely. Tonight, Jesus wants to heal you and heal you completely. The diagnosis may look impossible. Oh, nothing. There's no remedy. Oh, this sickness does not have a cure. But Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life, is saying to you, do not be afraid, only believe. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. If you believe that Jesus is here, then you will get your healing. All you need is to release your faith. Release your faith and let Jesus heal you. The impossible situation is not impossible for Jesus. Is it possible for man? Yes. But you see, Jesus is here and nothing is impossible unto him. So I need you to release your faith tonight and say to yourself, Jesus is here, I will receive my healing. Jesus is here, I will be healed. Jesus is here. It doesn't matter the scan, the diagnosis, it doesn't matter what has been said. Jesus is here, I am healed. I am healed. Yes, I am healed. Say that to yourself. I am healed. I am healed of that death sentence. I am healed. My womb is healed. My mind is healed. My body is healed. I am healed. Oh, as Jesus said to Jairus' daughter, damsel, arise. So he's saying unto you, in the name of Jesus, damsel, arise. Jesus laid his hand on the child, and straightway she woke up. Today, if only you will believe, you will receive your own healing. You will receive life in your body, in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word tonight. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence that is here to heal as many as believe. Thank you, Father, for that desperate father, that desperate mother, oh, that is crying out to you tonight saying, Jesus, come heal my child. That desperate sibling crying out for their sibling, or that child crying out for the father or mother that is desperate tonight, Father. Thank you, because there's power in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I speak to every sick body, every dead situation, every dead womb, every dead marriage, every dead body, every body that does not feel any sign of any feeling in their body because it is dead due to sickness or due to painkillers that has numbed their bodies. I speak to your bodies in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Every lifeless womb, be healed. Receive life in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Jesus is here to heal wombs. He's here to heal wombs. He's here to heal wombs. Wombs that cannot carry children. Wombs that are too weak to carry children, and they've been casting their young today. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Every womb that has gone through surgery, and because of that, there's been abnormality, there's been issues with the womb, today in the name of Jesus, be healed in the name of Jesus. Everybody that is sick, desperate father, desperate mother, crying out today for healing for their children, healing for their child, that child with autism, that child that is autistic, that child that has disorders, that cannot think normally, in the name of Jesus, receive life in your body in the name of Jesus. Oh, that death situation receives life. Dead businesses receive life. Dead situations receive life in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, but thank you. Thank you for healing. Thank you for healing. Yes, 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 there's life in the womb. Oh, that child that has been declared dead in the womb, receive life now in the name of Jesus. Yes, there's movement in the womb. Yes, there's movement. Yes, there's movement in that womb. There's movement in that womb. That child is alive. That child is alive. That child is alive. There'll be no need to remove the fetus because it's alive. It's the child is alive, and you will carry that child to foot them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus, because of the healing. As men that's listening, as men that will listen, they receive their healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for testimonies. Hallelujah. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Arthritis is gone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. No more. You will not need those painkillers again. You will not need those painkillers again, because you are healed, totally healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Oh, I believe you have been healed on today's tonic. You have been healed because the healing tonic has been made available. Thank you for listening. I'd appreciate you share it with a loved one. Is there anyone around you that is sick? Anyone that is desperate for healing, share with them, because Jesus wants to heal them. Thank you for joining us today on Tuesday Tonic. God bless you.